Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
We're debating the various baseball in town. The Cubs go into Sacramento and they have a great series against the A's. Then they come home and the previously unbeaten Padres, they beat them twice. But then they go through what happened yesterday where there's a bullpen meltdown. They lose a game and everybody's back on the ledge, even though they just had a five-game winning streak. Aren't we led to believe these things can happen? You can mess up one day and you still can win five in a row?
It's a long season. I think it should work out pretty well for the Cubs. They are in the by far the better league, but they're in the weakest division of the three divisions. And on paper, I think they're the best team in that division, and their offense looks better than people figured, and Imanaga's doing great, and I think overall, on balance, their talent should win it for them.
Well, I think one of the reasons people feel that way, Kyle Tucker, off to the kind of start everybody in Chicago hoped he would be. Five home runs already, 15 runs batted in. He is one of the best players in the National League, or off to one of the hottest starts. So, John, I ask you this. In light of Vlad Guerrero signing for $500 million in 14 years in Toronto, is that the blueprint for something the Cubs should look at if they are going to extend Kyle Tucker and keep him in Chicago?
I will get to the contract in a second. First, I will say this is lesson number 10,000 and why spring training means nothing. He was 0 for 20 when I got to the Cubs, and he did it a home run in that game. Meanwhile, Cam Smith, the key guy in the trade going the other way, never made outs in spring training, and he's now 2 for 18. So there you go for spring training. It was a great deal, as we suspected, by the Cubs, I do believe, and he is a great player. And I was in the lobby right after Soto signed for $765 million, and there was talk, wow, Kyle Tucker may not get $765 million, but look at the war and all that, and he's pretty comparable to Soto. You know, I do think he is a better comp for Soto than Vlad is as a right fielder. The war is fairly similar. I will say this, Soto has more cachet. Soto has championship. He's been in two World Series. He's done it in New York, which we count. Now that I'm in New York, we still count that as a plus. So I think Soto's going to keep the record. I do think Kyle Tucker is a better player than I love Vlad Guerrero. He's great. He's a superstar. I think Tucker's better than Vlad Guerrero. So there you have it. And Vlad signed back with his old team. Could he have gotten more? I'm not sure that he could have. I think he did great. But he has a year to go, and Tucker will be a free agent. So, you know, I think we're looking at, I'm sure, from their perspective, 500 as the absolute baseline. Although I will say Guerrero has more cachet than Tucker. Maybe not by the end of this year if Tucker keeps this up.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because he's in the same town.
Player. Okay. Yeah, all right.
He's more famous player. I mean, maybe his father was a Hall of Famer. Maybe people think he has more charisma. I don't know, but I do think there is a value in that, and I do think Soto has, you know, the most of those three players. I do think there's a value, but I mean, I'm sure the agent's looking at it as 500 is the baseline at this point.
So we talked about it earlier. Why is it that Toronto can finish second in pursuing Shohei Ohtani ahead of the Cubs and then signed a half a billion-dollar contract, and, you know, we keep believing the Cubs can't bring Tucker back, and then they finish fourth for Bregman. I'm just wondering why they can't spend the same kind of money that a team like Toronto in a smaller city does.
Well, you have a conservative owner there. I think on every show in the last, I don't know, 10 years I've been on, I am forced to mention that he's not spending like he can. And, you know, they make a lot of money. Their revenues are among the greatest in the game. Toronto's revenues are very good, too. But the Cubs' revenues, I venture to guess, and I could look this up, I think they're higher. I do think that he's conservative. You have two conservative owners there, one with greater revenue than the other. But he could be spending more. I mean, these guys in free agency, the top guys have gotten huge contracts, and he just does not have the stomach for it, apparently.
We're a couple of weeks into the baseball season, John, and you look around, and the Padres off to a really good start. Before they got to Chicago, they were unbeaten. The Dodgers are who they are. Just wondered, as you look around the league, what has been your biggest surprise that is unrelated to the torpedo bat?
Well, I would say the Giants, I mean, right now they're basically tied, I think, with the Dodgers at the top. Although I do my prediction column in the Post, and I said I picked the Jays as the biggest disappointment, as I do every year. And I picked the Giants this year as the biggest surprise. So I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. They were great in spring training. And I said spring training means nothing, but I do think Adames brings something to the party. You guys saw him up close. I think he's a great leader. I think he's helped that clubhouse. I think they are a good team. Unfortunately for them, a good team in that division may get swallowed up because their competition is fierce. You know, arguably the three best teams in the National League, which is the better league, as I point out time and again, are in the National League West, and they may not make it in the end, but they're not mediocre like people thought.
John, you mentioned the other side of town, and Bob Nightingale had a story this weekend where he apparently has a contact with the White Sox, but Jerry Reinsdorf, no interest in selling. We know he is not interested in spending either, but I'm just curious, the whole Matt Ishbia, the whole idea that he was going to buy the Minnesota Twins, but he pulled back from that, and he and his brother could be up for the White Sox. It was just interesting reading that there isn't going to be a lot of parts of the White Sox for sale, which is one of the reasons that he was encouraged to stick with the interest in the White Sox. We thought that eventually there would be kind of a sale, that would happen. I if a guy pulls out of buying one team to reinvest with another, and then there's no investment there, and then there's no buying of the team, what's going on? I mean, is it okay to be disappointed if you read that, or is that just noise? Is that just
anything new though?
Well, that's my question.
Well, you know, I do believe that Ishbia pulling out means that he is in position to buy the team when it is for sale. I'm not surprised. Everything we heard all along is that Jerry, while he's living, is not selling the team. He wants to keep the team. Now, you know, once he passes, I mean, the everything you hear, the family prefers the Bulls. Obviously, they've done better with the Bulls. They're treated better, I'm sure, by the fans with the Bulls. And their interest in baseball is not that great, but Jerry is still very interested in baseball. He loves baseball, and I'm not surprised at all that he's not selling the team while he's living. But Ishby is, you know, he's in position now for when things change.
And he's going to have to be patient, I would think, but I don't think that he would get involved to this degree if he weren't confident that someday he will be able to do what he wanted to do, or else he would not have pulled out of the Twins deal.
Unless Jerry decides to leave town.
Absolutely. I mean, Ishbia obviously has a good relationship, and Jerry has told people that I know that he expects the team will be sold to a partner. This is now a partner with, I think, 10% of the team. He did pull out of the Twins when he was close to buying the Twins. He's a Chicagoan. I think it'll be a surprise if anybody else is awarded the team when the family, Reinsdorf family, does decide to sell.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm just curious. They haven't decided to invest, per se. I mean, they've got a lot of young players. Will that change? Are they, you know, they blew a lead yesterday, and I don't think anyone was very surprised or really as disappointed as you'd hope, because I think everyone anticipates it's the 100-plus loss season yet again. I don't know they're making a run at the record they set last year, but I feel like Will Venable is pretty good, and you feel like maybe they got a long-term guy, but I don't know how we feel about this year.
You know, I think things are looking a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be making a run at the record. I'm with you there. I do think that they're pitching incredibly set some sort of record. I hear with the scoreless games, and maybe they found something with Burke. It seems like Hagen Smith is probably going to be a very good pitcher. Their prospect stash is now above average, which it was in the tank, the worst. So, obviously, I think that Teal and Montgomery trade for Crochet was the right thing to do. They held out. They didn't make those awful deals the Dodgers were offering. So I think they're on the right track, but it's unfortunately for the White Sox fans and for Mully in particular, it's a very slow track. It's a slow track. It's not happening anytime soon. And Jerry's owned the team now for, almost a half a century, not quite. And I don't think we're expecting him to be spending big anytime soon, and particularly with a team that has really no chance to contend this year or probably next year. I mean, I'm sorry to make it depressing, but I will say it's doing better than it was last year, whatever that means.
John, the Cubs spent last week in Sacramento, and they enjoyed their trip. They scored 35 runs in three games. I don't know how they wouldn't, but that ballpark played small, and there were all kinds of other kinds of issues talking to some Cubs personnel about just how seemingly unprepared Sacramento was for Major League Baseball. And look, moving forward, how big of a concern is this for MLB? Maybe not so much that it's a bandbox and people are going to hit home runs at record rates, but also some of the infrastructure. The internet went down on night one. The post-game media stuff was not exactly smooth. So I just wonder, is Major League Baseball concerned about the situation in Sacramento?
Well, from a personal standpoint, I haven't been there yet. I will say I'm much more upset hearing about the internet than it's a bandbox. That would not be good for any of the writers. There are some ballparks that are bandboxes, and they'll live with it. It's fortunately, if there are a lot of problems, they're going to be in there at least 3 years, right? So
wow.
they gotta iron out the kinks. I will say I was in Tampa, which is the other minor league park that's being used for major league games this year, and that was prepared very, very well by the Yankees. They made a little bit of money on it, but as a team that's renting to the Rays, but they fixed it up very nicely. It only holds about 9,000 or 10,000, which isn't great because even the Rays draw more than 9,000 or 10,000 a game, and I suspect in Tampa they'll draw better than they did in St. Pete. So that's not great either. So overall, it's not great for Major League Baseball that you've got two teams hosting in minor league parks, but at least the park is good in Tampa. I'm disappointed that you guys tell me that the internet and other issues they have, but hopefully you can fix that. Hopefully, I think so.
How long are they in Tampa? Is that a year-by-year thing?
They're supposed to be repaired by next year, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think I think it's going to be 2 years. I really do. I mean, you know, I think they're saying 1 year for sure, but I think it's going to be 2 years before they fix up the drop. And, the whole thing is a mess. That owner needs to sell. I don't think there's any question about it. He's failed to make deals for whatever reason, pulled out of deals, come close to deals for stadiums in Tampa and St. Pete. I think he's now 0-4 on this. I know they've done a nice job fielding good teams, not just respectable teams, but generally good teams considering their payroll. But, I mean, you know, it's not a good situation. That is not a small market, even though it's small revenue. They need to get another owner in there to figure it out because he just can't get along with the politicos there. And the fan base is chanting, sell the team. And, that's happened in Pittsburgh, too. And Pittsburgh has arguably the nicest stadium. Tampa's got arguably the worst stadium situation now. And an owner that's not been able to do anything about it and doesn't seem to be trying even.
We mentioned the Ishbia pulling out of the Twin sale. Is there anybody favorited now? How are the Poleds doing in terms of selling that team?
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess if Ishbia gets wind that he's not going to be getting the White Sox, maybe he'll get back in. I don't know. But I do think, it's a pretty good sign that he's added another 5% to the White Sox. And he feels pretty good about getting the White Sox. I've not heard on the Twins. I always ask him about Alex Rodriguez since he somehow bought an owner with the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
He's already there, and he used to be at least very friendly with Correa. Maybe that's an in. I don't know. He's got money too. But no, I haven't heard much on it. You know, a lot of times these sales, they just don't happen in a very timely fashion. And now, I'm not in this category, but the market, I don't know if you guys have noticed, is not done.
Oh, yeah.
Lately.
We weren't going to mention that, John. Yeah,
you did notice that.
What happened to the market?
Wait, trying to ignore that.
You know, if you're, let's say you were a $2 billionaire a week ago, you're probably a $1.5 billionaire at this point, right? So, I don't know that anybody's spending a few billion dollars on a baseball team, at least this week. You know, hopefully next week will be better.
So, John, what the heck is wrong with the Atlanta Braves? How do you explain a 1-8 start for that talent?
Shocking. I mean, they underperformed offensively last year. They changed the hitting coach. I mean, I couldn't believe those batting averages. I think it was game 5. I posted a tweet where they were all hitting under 150, 9 guys. And we're talking about good players, Ozuna, Riley, Olsen, Harris. It's shocking how bad they are doing. Profar getting nabbed for PEDs, obviously also not a plus. They're in a tough spot. Philly's good. The Mets are good. That league is really good. It's not going to be easy to get a wild card there. Brian Snitker told me in spring training, the manager, that, you'll see how it's going before he decides whether he's going to want to come back for another year, and if he does want to come back, they will let him. But, you know, at this rate, I'm not sure he's coming back, and I'm not sure they're coming back. But no team has started 0-7 and made the playoffs. If one does, it could be them, because obviously they've got Acuna coming back, they got Strider coming back, and these players on that team are much better, but they're in a tough spot in the National. They were in the American League, I'd say, no problem. They're going to get in, just like Houston got off to a terrible start last year. And a lot of people said, oh, they'll make it back. But I'm not sure they're going to make it back from 0-7 start.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, John.
Great talking to you guys. Stay warm. See you later.
That is our guy. That's John Heyman.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.